95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, buddy boy.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
You know, I'm living.
Yeah.
I'm still living.
Still, hold on, let me pinch you. Oh, yeah, you're still alive.
Hey, we should come right out of the gate with the giveaway, should we?
Yeah, let's do this. Black Crows. Very cool.
At the Yamaha Theater. We have two tickets to see the Black Crows, two sets of tickets to give to see the Black Crows. When we play a Black Crow song, any Black Crow song between now and 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll throw one on, and you be caller 13-818-955-KLOS, and you'll go to the show, but you can go buy tickets right now if you want at Yamaha.com.
On today's program, Bizarre Family History Secrets.
Ooh,
I don't know if you've seen this, but Our Father?
Our Father?
On Netflix?
Oh, no, I don't know what that is. No, really?
It is a, it's a documentary.
Uh-huh.
On a fertility doctor.
Oh, dear.
Who
oh, no.
Substituted his own.
You know, these guys
for
coming
other
in
donors
that have PhDs and are doctors and are approved mm-hmm. are nice and all, but I'll just go ahead and give you what I
yep.
got in my cup,
mm-hmm.
baby. Wow, really?
Yes, and then a bunch of them, now that 23andMe is here, a bunch of them have realized, I have 20 brothers and sisters.
Oh, from this doofus.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How to avoid monkeypox on today's show,
which
we're all interested
in. That's just great.
People are dumb.
That's a fact.
And the best start to a rock song.
Oh, okay.
What is the best song to start to any rock song?
Killing in the Name has been one of my favorites.
That's pretty good.
Against the Machine.
There are a lot of good ones.
Yeah. Anything by Boston. I love that. So, hell, this one's a great start.
We'll talk about
Stones,
that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour here on 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, we didn't get a Kevin Yowza.
Yowza.
There we go. That's
sorry,
like
I forgot. That's my bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Fact.
You guys, of course, have heard of monkeypox.
Oh, good old monkeypox. You know, I had that when I was a kid.
It is like smallpox.
Yeah.
So you had smallpox?
No.
You had monkeypox?
No.
You didn't have either?
No.
Okay.
Lying.
Initial symptoms are typically flu-like. Great.
Oh, good.
Isn't everything?
Yeah.
Such as fever, chills, exhaustion, headache, and muscle weakness,
that's
followed
me.
By swelling in the lymph nodes, and then here's where it gets ugly. And then they have swollen, like, gross
pustules.
Oh, things on your hands and on your face.
It's really, you don't want to go down that rabbit hole of pictures. It's nasty.
You really don't.
We don't want this.
No, we don't.
We
so
don't
that's why we have a doctor on to let us know exactly how to avoid monkeypox.
Now, this is a good thing. I think when we help out with public health like this,
it's a service.
Yes.
Who are we talking to, please? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
I'm Dr. Jim Robertson out of Johns Hopkins. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. We are
very
great.
Good.
Thanks you, sir.
Thanks for talking to us today.
So monkeypox, should we be worried?
Pleasure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, okay.
Fantastic.
I don't want to, you know.
Everyone else is saying no, just for the record. Everyone else
is saying. Well, except the president. He did say everybody should be concerned.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
And unfortunately, the president's correct, and I do work on a global team in my off hours, and we've been highly concerned about what we should do about monkeypox, especially looking at what we overlooked with COVID
mm-hmm.
and how we're still dealing with this. So over 2 years later, we want to make sure that, medically speaking, we're aggressive when it comes to monkeypox. So you got to start with a viral infectious disease. You got to start at the root cause and work outward. So the root cause is, of course, monkeys. And we're working hard right now to just kill all monkeys.
What are you talking about? You can't kill all monkeys.
That's a lot of monkeys. What?
It's a global initiative right now. We're killing all monkeys. Zoos, wildlife land.
I haven't seen any
monkeys in the wild.
Note on that.
All different types of monkeys. We're talking about 3 to 4 million animals that are going to have to be put down by the end of the week. It's quite an undertaking.
I'm surprised I haven't heard anything about that, though.
I would think there'd be some sort of backlash, too.
It seems like there would be a leak on that.
Yeah. Are you doing it clandestinely?
I understand. Yes, we are. We're working with not only the KGB, CIA, FBI, but all type of global agencies to make sure that anyone that has access to a monkey can kill it immediately. Monkey wrench is also going to be completely gone. We're going to have to evaporate those.
What does a monkey wrench have to do with transferring monkey pox?
Well, we can't take any chances. Again, we have to be super aggressive. We don't want to end up with another COVID on our hands.
So
we're dealing with it 2.5 years later. In fact, this may be germane to you, gentlemen, and what you do for a living. The song Monkey Wrench by the Foo Fighters no longer can be played.
Wow, what about Shock the Monkey? Can we still stick with that, Peter Gabriel?
thank you for the Let Me Take It. Peter Gabriel, yeah. Shot the Monkey.
Oh, you just gave him that idea. Thanks.
What? No more, more Everlong. No more Everlong. If we're talking about
what does that have to do with monkeys?
They played far too many times. All the little monkeys in the animal crackers gone. Chunky Monkey ice cream.
Oh, I love that.
And by the way, while we're on
I do
it,
love that.
No, I love
just
that.
Just to be safe. Nope, gone. By the way, just to be safe, monks and keys. We're going to get rid of all of them.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
How are we going to get rid of all keys?
Well, we're going to switch to electronic coding.
I see.
Tupac. Here's a Tupac in the word. We're going to have to put him down.
Okay, he's already... Okay, never mind. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really admirable thing that a little kid named Josh put together.
Okay.
This is a couple of hundred people gathered their pool noodles.
Okay.
In a park.
Uh-huh.
In Nebraska.
Right.
This weekend to battle over the right to the name Josh. So this little kid says, I'm the best Josh. F all you other Joshes.
It's weird how that doesn't happen with the name Kevin, isn't it?
I'm trying to give it away.
I think.
And nobody wants it.
I'd like to see that kind of fight.
Nobody wants it.
Pool noodle
so
fight.
So like a couple of hundred people show up. It's a cross between Comic-Con and the Renaissance Fair.
You know, with pool noodles.
With pool noodles. And they dress all. I saw Chewbacca at one point.
Josh Baca.
They dress up for whatever they want to dress up. And the little, I guess he's 6-year-old Josh, won again this year.
Right on, Josh.
So I think everybody else has to give up their name.
Oh, well, cool.
But it raises money for charity, and it's a pretty cool thing. Listen to this report.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 6:52. Well, a couple hundred people gathered over the weekend in Nebraska for a big fight. But their weapons were a bit unusual.
Yeah, just a tad. Last year, Josh Swain tweeted a challenge to anyone who wanted to fight him for the name Josh.
I've just never really thought of that as a name to fight for.
Agreed.
You know, it's fine.
That's a strange battle to call out.
It's
hey, Josh's.
Yeah. Step up.
I mean, why does...
It's I mean, Douglas is a wonderful name.
You know, I mean, they do raise money for charity, so you awesome. Can't go
oh, sure.
down on that.
No. But
it
Josh?
Is a weird thing to fight over.
But no offense to all you Joshes out there, yeah.
Right. The only weapons, though, that were allowed were pool noodles.
Seems like a lot of fun. Turns out it was quite the big hit. A lot of people showed up in costumes trying to become the ultimate Josh. Well, last year's winner was 5-year-old Josh Vinson Jr.
Yeah, you'll be happy to know he successfully defended his title this year. The weekend event raised money for a children's hospital in Omaha.
They are so incredibly happy with this event.
Yeah.
These anchors are just like...
Because, I mean, you can imagine doing that job and then finally get something like
finally
this.
Finally get something that's lighthearted and pool people noodles. Fighting with pool noodles over the name Josh.
6-year-old kid wins the Josh contest. That's awesome.
I would absolutely accept that challenge. Yeah. I would defend Charmaine. Yeah.
Do you think you'd win?
I would win.
What about you, Karen?
I feel like I could do a pretty good job.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I could.
There is another...
Karen!
I'm sorry, your name is Karen?
Karen, she's going to fight for her name!
I don't think you're going to win that one.
She should fight for the right to change her name at all costs. Karen. No.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What's the very best start to any rock song? That's what we're going to discuss just after 4 o'clock. The very best start to any rock song.
Owner of a Lonely Heart, yes.
Pretty great.
Leaps to mind.
Pretty great. Highway to Hell?
Sure. Yeah.
Pretty great.
Bong.
So we will get into that just after 4 o'clock. Right now it's close to 3:50, so let's do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
The BBC reports on 15 tense minutes Saturday for a Belgian e-cigarette shop owner, identified simply as DDA.
DDA in the house with all his vapes.
When 6 wannabe armed robbers showed up mid-afternoon to his store.
We'll have these.
I told them clearly 3 p.m. is not the best time to hold up a store.
Well, it's nice to try and help the criminals. Who
DDA
aren't very bright.
Told them instead, if they came back later on, he'd have more euros to hand over. Because he'd have more time to sell stuff.
Sure.
So, to his surprise, they agreed that it was a good idea.
Oh, man.
And left.
Well, I guess they're not very bright if that's what they're going to do. Wow, they left and then what, they came back?
The suspect showed up around 5:30.
Amazing.
And DDA just shook his head like, it's not the right time. And they left again.
Wow.
He said, I berated them saying you have to buy a watch. He said, come back at 6:30. The store would close for the evening. The hopefuls were back at DDA's door.
Wow.
An hour later.
At 6:30.
Plainclothes cops were there.
Sure.
To arrest them. He said it was just like a comedy.
Wow. You wouldn't think that would be possible.
Why would they trust that he's on their side?
Why not just take what he has?
Right.
What's on hand right now?
They came back twice.
Unbelievable. And then got busted.
He ended up saying they weren't the brightest.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was watching a TV show that I'm pretty sure nobody else watches. called Reacher on Amazon.
Reacher?
Reacher.
So like Reach Around?
His name is Jack Reacher.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think he was Special Forces. And then he turned into a cop cleaning up special. I don't know. Listen, I watched the whole season. I don't have any idea. But here's what I do remember from it. He said at one point, the best beginning to any rock song, and I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, that's an interesting subject.
The
I love
best,
that.
The best, like, 10 seconds of any rock song.
Yeah.
What he said was Carry On Wayward Son.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
So he likes a cappella.
I mean, obviously, if that song is his favorite, it's the singing part
right.
that he loves at the beginning.
Which makes it very hard for us DJs. You know, would you used to record songs off the radio before you'd be able to go buy them?
Yes.
So the thing that always, of course.
And everyone, by that, you mean steal them. Yes.
People always would complain about the damn DJ talking over the beginning of a song. And you'd always be surprised by, hey, I didn't know the song started that way. Because you wouldn't hear it until you owned the record.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that one was a tough one. Because
mine would be Killing in the Name by Rage.
That is so strong.
That really hits you right in the face.
That's insane how strong that is. And that was our introduction to Ratem, basically.
I remember
taking this home and playing for friends, like, listen to this damn record.
Pretty great.
I think one of my favorite intros ever is, Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Oh, I love that, too.
I like all the noises in this.
Like, what are those noises?
Right?
I love this one, too.
Great, great start.
Could use some more cowbell.
I know some people, though, I think this is their favorite, and it's kind of funny because the guys from this band say they cannot create live this sound anymore. They did it in the studio.
Is that right?
Yeah, with three different keyboards.
I can see that it would be really hard sometimes to translate
right?
on stage
what
you do in a studio.
And especially because they didn't have these keyboards anymore.
Right.
So they would record this and play it at concerts.
Sure.
Because that's amazing for an opening.
Yeah, I agree. That might be my second favorite.
Really?
Yeah, that's strong.
That is super strong. Yeah.
That is strong. All right, so 818-955 KLOS. The best, 5-10 seconds of a rock song.
Like the ones when they come on, you know you're going to absolutely listen because you're like, oh, what a great
song. Yes, it catches you from the very first second.
One of my favorite movies starts with this, which is one of my favorite intros to a song ever. And that would be Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, I can see that.
When they're rolling into the high school parking lot at the beginning of the movie. I'm like, oh my God, here we go.
I can see that. But it also, absolutely. The weed thing also helps with you a lot.
What are you talking about, man? You got to destroy with pink. No. And then you mentioned this one, which is really killer. I do like this intro a lot. I mean, but AC/DC rules.
I mean, so. I don't know how you beat this either.
Yeah.
That's maybe the best.
That's pretty
beginning to any song.
Freaking solid. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. All right. So, your favorite intro to a song.
Your very beginning of a rock song. What is the absolute best to you? 818-955-KLOS. Talking about the best start to any rock song.
Someone just texted me and said, ABBA, Dancing Queen. I'm sorry, we don't have that in here.
Rock song.
Oh, rock song.
We
yes,
are saying
exactly.
rock song.
Yes, please.
If that's okay. KLOS, hello.
Yes, I would go for my favorite opening of a song. I would go with the last song from the movie The Warriors, In the City by the Eagles.
Wow, nice. Very, very cool.
In the City by the Eagles. Interesting.
It's a great end when she puts that little needle on the record and she says, you gotta have hope. That's it.
That's it.
Warriors, Eagles, come out to play.
That's pretty strong.
Nice, very cool. That's and I like strong. That it has a movie tie-in as well. That's cool.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I think the best beginning to any rock song ever is Smoke on the Water.
That is a classic.
That is a classic. There's no way to get around that.
It's just iconic.
Maybe the best riff. One of the best riffs of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine them pooping themselves when they came up with that riff? They're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about Bad Motor Scooter by Monster?
Yeah, now you're talking.
That's pretty strong, too.
And by the way, Jack Reacher was a highly decorated military policeman.
Oh, there you go.
Hold on, I want to hear.
Yeah, Jack Reacher was a highly decorated policeman.
It went into military combat operations.
Okay, thank you.
Nice. Do you watch his show? Do you watch the show?
Oh, absolutely.
Say, hey, we found somebody.
Nice, man.
Thank you for explaining it to me.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin Flugo, how you guys doing?
We are great, thanks. The best start to any rock song.
My favorite one would have to be Painkiller by Judas Priest.
Nice.
That is pretty strong.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know what? Judas Priest is pretty good at starting any of their songs. That's for damn sure.
Very good.
But this is so future sounding, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Definitely a lot of people kind of stole that from them. Very good. Good one, Judas Priest. 818-955-KLOS.
The best start to any rock song. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We had to turn off the mics for a second so the door could close. Because our boss just doesn't care.
I love that. He's just like, who cares? So what, man? It's rock.
I was watching Reacher on Amazon.
Excuse me?
They said, yeah, I know. It's a show. And they said the best beginning to any rock song is Carry On Wayward Son.
Carry on my wayward son.
So we're talking about the best start to any rock song.
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
I mean, that's pretty great, too.
You know, I thought you were going to say Sultan's a Swing, because I do really like that
intro.
I
like Brothers in Arms.
That one's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, this is a pretty, I mean, this kind of changed music for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And banned by so many radio stations, too, for a little while. Which was really
it?
Weird. Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it mentioned MTV?
There was kind of the lyrics, mostly, and then they just started cutting out the lyrics. Thanks for calling, man. Very interesting.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. The best start to any rock song?
The best start, that it's got to be Chicago's 25 or 6 to 4.
Love it.
That's
love
pretty it. Great, because, too.
Yeah. That one has a horn section in it, and not many rock bands have a horn section.
And you just know you're in for a rock song when this one starts, 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this is pretty classic rock.
This is pretty great.
Yeah.
Hearing a high school band play this.
Yes, right? This is one they can generally sort of get away with and actually play. Right on, man.
I don't want to hear any high school band play that.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, the best start to a rock song.
Yes, best start to a rock song, Motley Crue, Wildside.
Oh, yeah, very good. You know, those guys, again, really good at starting songs, really good at kicking off and getting into the mood of the entire song. And this one is definitely no exception.
That is a great start.
Gooder. Good one, dude. Nice call. Thanks, man. KLOS, hello. Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Dan Halen, ain't talking about love.
Yeah. You know, I was going
to
mention
stuff
that
to
one.
Be, too, yeah. A lot of Van Halen.
Yeah. Right on. Thank pretty you for calling. Who's this?
This is Trish from Alcanda Heights.
And every time that song starts, you know you're in for the long haul, right? You're going to stick around.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The best start to a rock song ever.
Keith had a really good idea. We've been talking about best song intros. He wants to do that for the boot camp. We should mention that to Marcy.
Right.
Yeah, good old Keister coming up with some good ideas.
Keister.
A whole bunch of boot camp songs that start off with a killer intro.
We are talking about the best start to a rock song. KLOS, hello.
Okay, best start to any rock song, hands down, Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
Yeah. You're like, what is that noise? What's that sound?
Without a doubt, the best.
That is pretty strong.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Although I've never had a teacher that I was hot for. KLOS, hello.
I was assuming that was a motorcycle.
Hello.
Sound too, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, best start to a song?
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks, The Edge of 17, and Janis Joplin, Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is great, too.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right on. The one winged up sings a song, sounds like she's
singing. That's pretty tough to beat.
Remember when it was brand new on the radio and it just really it just punched through really nice and hard. And bonus points for saying Janis Joplin. You get a lot for Mercedes.
This is a song of great social importance.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Absolutely happy Mississippi Queen by Mountain.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Mississippi
actually.
Queen.
Thank you.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Why did your voice go so high?
Agreeing.
Okay. You know. All right. Just agreeing.
I mean, Kevin, you asked for more cowbell. Yes.
Any song that starts with cowbell.
Yes. Yes. Hell yes. Yeah, that is killer. Just plain killer.
By the way, I suggest you watch the Jack Reacher movie.
Oh.
Have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. Still don't understand, but... No, I only saw one.
Try the second one.
Was one of them Tom Cruise?
Yes. Oh. I love
my Tommy C.
You do? I was going to say. Your nose was getting kind of long.
That's somebody that I know who says that way.
Thanks for calling. Right on.
KLOS, hello.
First song that came to my mind was Bad to the Bone. No one said it yet?
That's George Thorogood can do no wrong. I mean,
that is a classic. Yeah. No question.
I love pretty much everything he did, especially the earlier stuff. I love him and his attitude and his. He's just cool. He's just too cool.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Metallica, Battery.
Oh, that's a good choice.
That is. That's solid. Hold on a second. Let's see what I got here.
Metallica can start a song.
Yeah. Yeah, they really
can. It's a little lower.
Yeah.
A little slower.
Yeah. But you know it's going to be good and dark.
Yeah, it does set the dark tone.
Yeah, totally. Was that Master of Puppets, right?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Off that album. Yeah, that's nice and solid.
Thank you for calling.
Love a good intro, you know?
Same.
Just love it.
Same.
I mean, it's kind of, there's some that are just like, especially those 80s songs that we had to play for a little while, just... No, I'm talking about the top 40 stuff.
Hated.
Yeesh.
Hated.
818-955-KLOS.
The best start to any rock song.
Oh, and this one's pretty strong. You're talking about good song intros. That one's pretty classic.
It's not a bad one, right?
Hell, Offspring stole it. Dexter and Noodles and the boys are like, I'll have that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, talking about the best start to a rock song. KLOS, hello.
Before we talk to more people, however, someone tweeted you this. You said you wanted more cowbell, Kevin. Well, there's
my cowbell.
There's some cowbell for you. Hi, KLOS, best song start ever.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this Kevin and Pluggo?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I got through.
Yes, you did.
Welcome to it.
Oh, my God. Okay, just real quick. Kevin, I was so glad to hear you back on the radio.
Dear
I
hair.
Recently cried.
Thank you.
I've been waiting to talk to you for, like, since you got back on.
That's
So I'm going away from the norm here, and I'm going to say the MC5, Kick Out the Jam.
Oh, absolutely.
MC5. That's
Time
a pretty
to
great
kick out the jams, mother.
It's, yes! That's a pretty great start.
And then the KLF stole it, which was awesome.
Yes, they did.
It was a brilliant steal. Really cool.
Yeah, a lot of music wouldn't be around if it wasn't for those guys.
Damn straight.
That's correct.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. And thanks for getting getting through.
Thank you
for your kindness.
Thank you.
Right on.
KLOS, hello.
Best intro to a rock song.
Best start to a rock.
MC5, Kick Out the Jam.
Oh, man, two in a row. Absolutely.
The last person said that exact same song.
And we're totally on board with you. That is a killer way to start a song.
Well done.
That last person was very smart.
Yeah, we kind of thought that too. We got that impression. Right on,
thank
man.
You. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I love you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. I was thinking, if you were still talking about songs, I'm thinking Heart, Magic Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. A lot of heart. A lot of heart should be in there.
Yeah.
I agree. I love them. And they're wonderful live. Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, when you hear that start live, it's just like, oh, here we go. Yes, please.
I agree. It's like Pavlov's theory, right?
Absolutely.
Validation.
Start drooling. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, yeah, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Nice.
I mean, that's hard to beat. No one said that.
No. Yeah, that's very good. Absolutely.
That's tough to beat, too.
That's the right answer.
Okay.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
One of the right answers. KLOS, hello.
Best intro to a song for those about to rock, AC/DC.
Oh, well, you know.
That's a pretty great one, too.
Who are you?
My name's Will.
Will, thanks for playing our precious little game. What's the best rock song intro ever? Enjoy the cash and prizes that you're taking home with you today.
He doesn't get
anything. That's a pisser. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty hard to beat.
That's great. Think you let it all go?
No.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Watched a show on Netflix over the weekend called Our Father, I think.
Our Father.
I believe that's the name.
See, I was watching Kids in the Hall.
Very different.
And you were watching what? Very different. Our Father.
This is a fertility doctor.
Okay.
Who substituted his own sample for all of the other samples that these people thought they were getting.
Oh, so you go in, you think you're getting the lawyer, or the doctor, or the whatever.
You pick from a catalog, yeah. I guess, of like, things that you want.
I want my kid to look like him, have that kind of brain possibility.
Right. And the fertility doctor then just goes into his office.
Yeah, baby.
I'll makes be right a back. Sample.
Yeah, I do.
Goes right in and puts it inside the woman.
Yeah, I'm going to get this magazine out. And
right.
There you go. Forget that guy.
So then 23andMe happens.
Yeah.
And the first woman tries it, and she's like,
hold on.
He's 99.9997, my dad. What's happening here? And then possible siblings.
Mm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, come on.
10.
Oh, no.
14.
Oh, dude.
25.
Ah!
It's crazy.
What I mean, you know, what? So, did they talk to this person, this doctor?
He denied. Although he was a part of something called
Liars Anonymous.
No. It's like
the Jerk Factory.
What do you keep arrows in? Slings?
Yes. Slivers. No, it's
It doesn't matter.
Quivers.
Quiver.
Yeah.
Quiverful.
Yeah.
That's the name of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And what it means is they're trying desperately to get white children so that dark children don't take over.
Oh, man.
And that is one of the people that's sort of in his background. Now, nothing suggests that it's him.
Right. Yeah, but so he's trying to deny it with DNA evidence.
Yes.
Like, clearly we know what you did, dude. There's no way around it.
Yes.
That's locked in. That's a fact.
So the question is deep, bizarre
mm-hmm.
family secrets.
Oh, dear.
So these people, of course, all have my mom's fertility doctors, my dad, and so I got that going on. I was trying to think about any deep, dark secrets I had, and then the only one I could think of is the one that you have.
Because you want to share mine?
Because yours is...
You can use mine if you want.
Can I?
Yeah, it's kind of funky.
Really?
Yeah. So
I thought you would have to tiptoe around it.
No, so it's your great-grandmother that you found out recently. What?
Yes. Let's say that it was my great-grandmother.
Okay.
And I just found recently that she, committed murder.
She offed someone.
What?
I don't even know the details.
Not even grandpa?
Of your grandma? Great-grandma, yeah.
What?
Great-grandma.
Great-grandma.
Yeah. She was phenomenal grandma.
I guess so.
She's like, you know what? I don't like this person. They're going down. I don't know what the details are.
So bizarre family.
Of your great-grandmother.
Of my great-grandmother. Bizarre family history secrets.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
818-955-KLOS. You don't have to identify yourself if that matters to you.
No, but we want to know about your grandmother.
Doesn't matter.
No, just
not your grandmother.
No.
Just any family history.
Yes.
That's weird and strange and most people don't believe it. Interesting,
right,
yes.
Yeah.
Bizarre family history secrets. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about bizarre family history, I watched a show called Our Father on Netflix. And it is a fertility doctor that instead of using the specimens that the parents ask for, he used his own.
These kids don't look like what we were expecting, that's for sure.
Turns out they have some of his same health problems.
Oh, man, what a fun fellow.
At least 25 different people in the same area he's the father of. No one knew it until 23andMe.
You were saying, what if they were dating? What if they had no idea if they're all in the same area?
You would literally have to 23andMe meet anyone that you were going to date.
Right, 100%.
Just to make sure they're not your sister.
All right, stick your tongue out. Spit into this.
So we're looking for bizarre family history. You have one?
Hi. So my mom is the deep, dark secret of her family, actually.
Okay.
My mom's adopted. And she was adopted in a town in Tennessee, and we all knew she knew everything was fine. Well, from 23andMe with me, I find a second cousin in Tennessee.
Okay.
And I contact them and tell them the whole story, and they finally are convinced that it could be true. None of them knew that grandma, their sister or grandmother or great aunt had a kid when she was 15 years old.
I'm thinking that that's happening a lot.
I imagine it is.
I mean, you know, that you were able to keep
adoption
it.
Now?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hi, yes. Hello, I can't believe I'm
making
fun. I never done
that. Yes, and about such a great topic. Bizarre family history secrets.
Fill it.
So my mother's father was actually a transvestite.
Oh.
And the last time we ever saw him was when he would take the bus down from L.A., and he'd be 5 o'clock shadow wearing dress and heels.
Huh. That is a really bad time. You said your mother's father?
Yes,
that's a really bad time in history to be a transvestite.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God.
So it's long before Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That's right on.
Well, all right, thanks.
I'm only 30, so not that long. Right.
No, not at all.
Not a great time for him. No,
thanks right, for calling, you. Yeah. Just watch that movie again this weekend. I love that movie.
KLOS, hello.
A lot of crap going on for them.
Hello, yes. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Bizarre family history.
Okay, I have two grandparents that had an arranged marriage, and they ended up having 23 single-birth children.
Woo! 23?
Wow.
Yeah, my mom was number 13.
Wow. So 10 more after.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That's impossible.
That was a busy, busy time.
Wow.
And she was only 4'11", about 90 pounds.
Oh. Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. That is great.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night. I loved your prior Best Beginnings to Rock.
Oh, thank you very all right. much.
What's yours? What's the one you love?
I was going to say Beatles, Revolution.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's a great one. Yeah, that's a great one, and no one mentioned it. Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, also known as Psycho Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because with all the headlines that we see these days that are so crazy, bummer-ific, is that a word? Bummer-ific?
Yes.
You need good news to balance out all the bad. This is just positive stuff.
You find really good stuff. It's amazing.
And Great News with Kevin and Mike. You can get it on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked to a very unlikely, what sounded like bogus source that told us the way to avoid monkeypox includes getting rid of monkey wrenches and for us to stop playing Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters.
So we're not going to obey. So I'm afraid you're stuck with monkeypox.
Don't believe that guy is correct. Bizarre family secrets from a show called Our Father on Netflix, where a fertility doctor fathered over 25 kids through the patients. Sluggos, we found out that Sluggos, I guess we're calling her my great-grandmother, killed the dude just to watch him die.
Yeah, I think that was what Bean always said about your great-grandmother?
Yes, it is. And if people are dumb, robbers tried to rob an e-cigarette store. The owner told them to come back later because they'd get more money. So they returned an hour later, and he said, nope, another hour. So they returned another hour later, and the police were waiting.
Thus proving people are dumb.
Don't be them.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. That sounds... Yep.
Oh, dear.
That's the Castroid.
Oh, no.
The word for this hour is RHCP. It's not a word at all.
It's a bunch of letters.
Four letters. RHCP. Text that to 68683. That is RHCP to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes every after hour. Oh, man. Best start to a contest in a while.
It's the best sound if you want money.
Yeah. Money.
This hour's word is crater.
Crater?
C-R-A-T-E-R. Crater. Text the word to 68683. That is crater to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck!
That's the Castroid.
Oh, it landed on the Rolling Stones.
This hour's word is smoke.
That didn't even make any sense. Smoke.
S-M-O-K-E.
I want to go do that, man.
Text that to 68683. The word is smoke to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
Asteroid is here. The word for this hour is Sahara.
Sahara?
text the word Sahara to 68683. That is Sahara to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. If you're a fan like I am of Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells, which was used in part on the soundtrack to the movie The Exorcist, it was released on this day in rock, 1973. Today was an extremely exciting day for me in this day in rock, 1977. Well, rock, maybe opera, space opera, Star Wars, released to the theaters on this day in rock in 1977. Billboard magazine stopped asking your local record store to report their sales figures on this day in rock in 1991 as they began sound scan technology for the albums charts.